Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about a program that really shows cattle producers care about their animals and they do the right thing. Beef Quality Assurance. Heather, give us an update on BQA.
Yes, the Beef Quality Assurance Program continues to grow significantly with more than 100,000 cattle producers now certified through its online learning system at BQA.org. It's estimated 85% of the U.S. fed beef supply are now touched by BQA certified organizations. But I think it's important to remind producers that the Beef Checkoff BQA program is a nationally coordinated, state implemented program that provides systematic information to U.S. beef producers and beef consumers of how common sense husbandry practices can be coupled with science to raise cattle under optimum management and environmental conditions. The bottom line, it's about taking pride in the beef we produce and helping beef consumers feel more confident and trust the beef that they are buying.
To learn more about BQA, go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, today's live cattle and feeder cattle and hogs all closed higher. February live cattle were up 42 at 120.75. The April's up 55 at 119.17. June's up 37 at 110.82. And the feeder cattle were up anywhere from 40 to $1.60 or so. March is up 45 at 135.67. April up 57 at 137.27. Or 137.25 rather. May's up 77. The strongest contracts were out in the summer and fall, though. August $1.57 higher. September $1.50 and so on. So quite a bit of strength out there August through November of this year. And the hogs were up 62 in February, but April and May up the limit. So I'm guessing we'll have expanded limits tomorrow. But April closed at 61.87, up $3 a hundred up the limit there. Box beef at midday was up $1.08 on choice, up down $1.14 on select. So the choice select spread has widened back out, and it's about $1.14 at this point. There was some talk of some 120 bid, but being passed in Kansas, and I have not heard any additional live cattle trade from that point. The feeder cattle index is at 141.43, so it was down 31 cents yesterday, but still a pretty good premium to where the March futures are currently trading.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
The grain futures were generally weak today. Corn was about 1 to 3.5 cents lower. March corn, which is the front month, 380 3/4, down 1.5. May was down 2 at 386.5. Beans were mixed, actually higher on the front end. March were up a penny at 880. About in November, we're down 0.25 cent at 920 3/4. And then Kansas City wheat was a mixture here, down about 5 to 6 cents. Chicago wheat also down about 5 to 6 cents. The cotton today was up 39 in March at 67.51. December up 33 at 68.77. There is a USDA report next Tuesday. The estimates are out for the ending stocks here in the United States. The average trade guess is 954 million bushels for wheat. That's about 11 million bushels lower than the January report. Corn, 1.864 billion bushels, down from 1.89 last month. Soybeans are 443, down from 475 last month. That's U.S. ending stocks. And then mid-morning, the USDA said that they would not include the Phase 1 details in the February report. So that could be kind of a big deal after saying it was going to be included. They've sort of changed their tune on that. So that report's next Tuesday, 11 a.m.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.